Okay, question one. Very topical, I hope. In which city in Pakistan did the US Navy, or Army, maybe it was a joint operation, where did they find Osama bin Laden earlier this week? In which Pakistani city was Osama hiding out and spent his last minutes, let's be honest? Question two, sports question. Who was the top scorer in last year's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final? Who was the top scorer in last year's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final? Question three. How many square kilometres... No, excuse me. That should be square metres. I can't read my own writing here. How many square metres are there in a hectare? How many square metres are there in a hectare? Question four. This week it was revealed the list of America's top 100 baby names for both boys and girls. Now, one name was revealed to have fallen off the boys' list for the first time since 1954. What was that name? So which name fell off the US baby boys' names list for the first time since 1954? And finally, question five. Which river flows through Prague? Prague being, of course, the capital city of the Czech Republic. Which river flows through Prague? Now, I'll quickly run through them one more time. Number one, in which city, it's in Pakistan, I'll give you a clue there, did the US Armed Forces catch up with Osama bin Laden earlier this week? Number two, who was the top scorer in last year's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final? Question three, how many square metres are there in a hectare? Question four, which name fell off the US baby boys' names list for the first time since 1954? And finally, question five, which river flows through Prague? Give them a go, and the answers will be coming up in the last 15 minutes of the show. All right, well, best of luck with them. And as I said, we'll give you the answers later on. Okay, thank you very much. Welcome back. John Nolan here with the Good Morning Show on Clamars Community Radio, 94.6 FM. And of course, that was Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel off the soundtrack album to famous film The Graduate. And not nominated for an Oscar, actually, would you believe? Anyway, on we go. It's 9.53, time for the answers to the Friday 5 Trivia. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Number one. In which city did the US Armed Forces catch up with Osama bin Laden this week? And they caught up with him in the city of Abbottabad. Abbottabad. By the way, if you noticed that name and thought it didn't seem very Pakistani, well, that's because it's actually a town. It was only founded in 1853 by a British army officer, Major James Abbott. And he founded it and, of course, named it after himself, as they did in those days. And that is how it came by the name, Abbottabad. That's where Osama had his reinforced villa. A bit of that. Anyway, moving on. Number two, who was top scorer in last year's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final? That was Kilkenny's Richie Power. He scored 1 goal and 9 points. He, if I remember rightly, had to take over the free-taking from Henry Shefflin, who went off injured, and he scored 1-9. Tip's top scorer was Lair Carberry. He scored 3 goals, but unbelievably, didn't score any points at all. So 1-9 obviously beats 3 goals. Number three was, how many square metres are there in a hectare? The answer there is 10,000 square metres in a hectare. Number four, which name fell off the US top 100 boys, baby boys' names list this week for the first time since 1954? And the answer there is Elvis. Yes, it's true. The king must surely be dead because Elvis is no longer on the boys' names list. And finally, question five, which river flows through the city of Prague, capital of the Czech Republic? And that is the river Vltava. V-L-T-A-V-A. The Vltava. So there you go. That's our Friday 5 trivia. Hope you didn't find them too hard. Hope you enjoyed them. More next week.